This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting jazz musicians with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls.
What would you prefer to call what you do?
Pondering David House's question, is Zimbabwe in Kenya?
I haven't thought of a name yet. It's the good stuff.
Okay.
Around New Mexico, Zimbabwe and Kenya is known as an inventive bass player, composer, percussionist, and band leader. He calls himself an Air Force brat who was born in Nevada, but in Kenya grew up all over the world, including some early years in Spain.
When we lived in Spain, I was from first grade to fifth grade. I remember my parents telling me to stay away from those gypsies because we lived in Madrid. It was a gypsy culture that would go through the city and stop all the traffic. They had sheep. And they would pitch tents, and a lot of people didn't like them, and there was rumors that they would steal little children away, you know. So the first thing I did was go to the gypsy camps.
And what would happen there, man?
I would play with the other kids that were my age, and then the older people liked the idea that I was African and coming to them, and they treated me, you know, with care, you know, and love, and they would feed me. I know now, but I didn't know it then, but that was my first real exposure to music, because they had music all the time, castanets. Mm-hmm. To this day, I remember that percussion sound.
Whether it was gypsy influence or not, in Kenya was drawn to the arts, drawing at first, but then to music, and string instruments intrigued him most, cello and violin. He was too small at first to handle the full-sized bass he manages today. Years after his introduction to music in the classroom, he got a chance to play that seemed like more fun.
These cats needed somebody to just play a simple bass line, because they were trying to get to this sound like Miles Davis was doing on the corner. Mm-hmm. You know, they wanted that. So I used to sit in with them because we were hanging out, you know, musicians and artists, and I found out that I could really hold down that bass line, but it was only because of my earlier training on cello and stuff.
In addition to jazz sounds of the 1960s, and Kenya was tuned into Jimi Hendrix as well. And a style of play that caught his ears in the mid-70s was that of the Heath Brothers, and particularly a track named the Smilin' Billy Suite.
Can you tell us a little bit about why that song is important to you?
I think it was the time frame, the time period when it came out, what was happening in my life at that time. And, you know, we had dreams and visions, you know, like, a lot of information was coming in about Africa and, you know, being black. It was great being black at that time. And then that record was just killer, you know, the way Percy Heath was playing with the bow in the intro. And then just the way he lays down that bass line when Stanley Cowell comes in with that imbira. See, I started playing percussion too, percussion instruments as well. See, that's why New Mexico is so special to me too, because KUNM 1980 gave me my first opportunity to present my music the way I wanted it presented. I did a solo imbira piece, and this is a special piece. It's called Ku'um.
A couple of years later, and by now in his late 20s, Zimbabwe and Kenya's path took him to St. Louis, where, playing bass, he recorded his own composition, Madagascar, with musicians from what was known as the Black Artists Group.
We did this piece in 82, and I moved to New York. Me and my wife and daughter moved to New York soon after this album was released. When I went to New York, if I had went as or landed on the scene as a new bass player in town, I would have never got as many gigs as I got when I joined the Zulu, the South African dance theater group, because 1983 to 1988, there was a large interest in South Africa and apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to gig like every weekend and even weekdays sometimes, you know, all during that period. It was, you know, quite an experience. So I played marimba, you know, bass, mbira. The mbira has really been helping me a lot in getting what I'm feeling inside, what I'm hearing in my head and what I'm feeling compositionally.
I look at you and you feel like the sort of person that you're doing what you do because you have no choice.
That's true, man. It's true. And I get very emotional and passionate about music. And sometimes I really feel that way. And a lot of times, you know, like I wake up in the middle of the night and I have to play, you know, I have to get the bass or get, you know, whatever I can get and play it while it's there or else I'll lose it and work out what, you know, what it is and then try to go back to sleep. My day would be shot. You know what I mean? It's like, but I have to, you know.
Right.
I don't have a choice.
That's right.
I'll be going through this the rest of my days, I suppose. That's even, yeah. You know, yeah.
Zimbabwe and Kenya, interviewed by David House. And this is his recently re-recorded version of his Madagascar composition. After many years in New Mexico and Kenya is now living in Tucson, Arizona. To hear much more from our interview session with him, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. Our engineer is Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Support for the series comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.